that is true, is that in the interim hiring, the board is kind of enjoying to make a quick decision and that.
The board is allowed to interview and hire an interim GM. There aren't a lot of restrictions placed upon the board to do that through that process.
Thank you.
You bet. Joe, did you want to clarify any of that, or was that a good answer?
That was a great answer, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's not Ryan's lawyer, it's a different lawyer.
No, it's a different lawyer. But same firm.
Joe's filling in, and he's doing a great job so far. I like the glasses.
What's Joe's last name?
Burn.
Brian.
Thank you. I didn't hear that.
His last name, Brian.
B-R-Y-N. E-R-Y.
N.
B-Y-R-A.
Give him a vowel, too. He gets a vowel. Put a vowel at the end. E.
Yeah.
Like same firm as
Dr.
Yeah, BB&K. Yeah.
He's the same.
Yeah. We'll move on to the consent calendar. Consent calendar has the minutes. Mr. Olson, any comments on the minutes?
Yes. The minutes don't include the review of the October and November financial statements that we also had. I would recommend that we would go back to the actual agenda from that date and do whatever we need to fill that in. I think the minutes as they're printed now indicate that we reviewed just the December financial statements, but we actually did October and November.
Yeah.
Mr. Hunt indicated that there were some votes that were taken that are not included in the minutes either.
Okay.
So I would suggest we just go back and clean it up for a bit.
Okay, then we will omit the minutes from the consent calendar and bring them back to the next meeting. Mr. Kunkel, any comments?
No.
Okay. We'll move on to financials. Mr. Olson, any comments on financials?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Okay. And operations, Mr. Olson, any comments on the operations?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Okay. Any public comments on the consent calendar? Already been made? Good. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve B and C of the consent calendar.
Motion to approve B and C of the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 3-0. General Manager Report.
Well, let me just turn through these illustrious pages of the financial report. See if I can find the General Manager Report. So, it's when this was prepared, it's been here a week and a half. So, what I've listed for that time period is just the general orientation that I've received. I want to thank Mr. Husney for updating me on the budget, staffing, wastewater treatment plant status, and rehab the lower administrative office throughout the week. I met with potential contractors for the lower administrative rehab, received an initial orientation from the wastewater treatment plant and Foster Lake operational areas with Fritz, Danny, and out the Foster Lake area with Joe and his crew. I've met all of the employees. I've met with Fire Chief Lamont, established initial contacts with the State Water Resources Control Board. We will be providing them with an update from the district once my contract has now been finalized, and a copy of that has been sent to the State Water Resources Control Board. Next week on the 27th, I'll be meeting with Vic, the general manager from Fern Valley. Along with, he happens to be meeting that day with John Wiles, if I have his last name correct, who is a contractor with Elko Company that also does water line work for us. And I think it's an excellent opportunity to not only meet the general manager, but be one of our contractors that I understand for the past 3 years,
yeah, I've
been doing pipeline replacement.
Yeah.
Right. And going forward, the to-do list that we'll be working on, amongst other things, includes some requests from the fire department on sharing information. I met with Larry Donahue on the well that's on his land, and it seems that there are some easement and need for further insurance so that his family is protected in case one of our water district employees gets hurt while working on his property. Met with Shane Stewart and ended up talking about the water fountain that's in front of the fort. And I hope that everybody, if I mispronounce or confuse a couple places in Idlewild, it's because I'm still getting Oregon, right? But in the, yeah, in the fort. So Shane's the new owner of the property that has the water fountain on it. But in our conversations, I was educated about the fact that Mr. Kritzinger, grandpa of Brian, whose last name I think is Kretz. So they're interested in, and they have been maintaining, the family has been maintaining that fountain for many, many years. And in talking with both of them, I found that there was a previous agreement with the Lions Club, which I understand, and this could be incorrect, is now not active in Idlewild.
That's correct.
But there was a previous agreement that the water district would provide the water and the Lions Club would take care of the fountain. And so what I thought of was this excellent opportunity for the Kritzinger family, right, pronunciation?
Yep.
And maybe some history of the Lions Club commemorating his service to the community, as well as Brian's continued upkeep of the water fountain sometime in April when he opens the fountain, and also maybe include some reference to the number of hikers from the Pacific Crest Trail that come through this town. And I was surprised to learn that there's a Pacific Crest Trail coming through the town, and they start generally at this end. So I think it's an excellent opportunity for the Water District to reach out to the community and share our story about cooperating with the Kritzinger family and formerly the Lions Club, but the tradition goes on. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be working with. Although I've met with all of the district employees, I intend to have a employee-wide district meeting this coming week. I'm not sure of the day yet, but for that two-hour meeting, I'm going to close the water district offices so that all employees can be on board, and we will start talking about teams and building on what we have. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that is lining up, and I'll have more to report at the next monthly board meeting, unless you have any questions for me.
I did have a comment. Normally I'd let Mr. Olson go first, but I'd like to go first this time. I got a phone call from the fire chief over at Idlewild Fire, and he was extremely pleased that our new interim manager had reached out to him and had a meeting with him. And he was very pleased that the water district was going to be working with the fire department in providing some very essential information for the ISO rating for the hill, and also making sure that we come up to speed on some maintenance of hydrants and upgrades. So the fire chief gave a very glowing report of our interim manager and was very pleased with the meeting that he had with him and looked forward to working with him in the future. So I just want to start out with that comment. He specifically reached out to me the first time I wasn't able to answer the call, so he called again to make sure that he spoke with me personally about how pleased he was with our new general manager. So I want to make that comment. Mr. Olson, any questions or comments?
Welcome aboard. Look forward to you next month with a full month under your belt.
Mr. Kunkel, any questions or comments?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, Any questions from the audience? Yes, Mr.
On the drinking fountain at the fort, how is that metered? It's still on the fort's meter, right? So how do you figure IWD providing the water?
We're going to remove the meter.
I mean, is there a meter on just the drinking fountain?
Yes.
And we're going to remove it so
that's correct.
So Shane Stewart pays?
No one would pay. There wouldn't be a meter there.
Well, what water supply is it coming off of?
It's going to come off the Idyllwild water supply.
Okay.
For the drinking fountain.
Thank you.
Just for the drinking fountain. Yeah. Ms. D'Arcy.
And Brian's grandfather's name was Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah.
Excellent. Steve.
Kurt, you mentioned about the company that does the, and they've done it for Fern Valley Water Company, and they continued it at Elkhorn, Didn't we have a contract with them to start up after they were done with Fern Valley?
We usually have a contract with them every year.
Yeah.
And has that progressed anywhere along where they've started anything?
Oh, yeah. They've completed several thousand feet.
Of ours?
Of ours, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Over the last couple of years, they've put in over half a mile.
Okay. And then the other thing is, 1,000 years ago, it seems we were trying to get an easement out of the guy, is he off of Lodge or wherever he
Yeah, that's that has been paid for and it's in process.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
so
been
that's
an
it
there's
is.
Been an agreement worked out, yes.
Okay. And anything further with the school and acquiring their land?
Yes, that has been worked out also, and we're waiting for the county to do the final approvals on that.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Any other questions? No. Excellent. We'll move on in our agenda items. Item number 3, California Class Performance for Investment. I'm going to ask Mr. Hosny to review this.
Yes, actually we're doing very good with the investment with California Class. I'm wishing we can transfer our retirement for them. We've got 5.5%. Thank goodness, fixed rate. So all the fund, like since we increased it 100, we got earned with a statement showing up, 3,187. So they're doing great, actually, John.
And when did we start with them?
Yes, we started with 50 grand when the board approved to increase them after 6 months. After they observed they're doing very well, we increased another 50 grand. So this almost less than 9 months being the amount over there.
So The information that I saw looked like there was the return for the month of January.
Yes.
What was it for 2023? Do we know?
I don't know.
My guess is it's going to be pretty close.
Because
to the same.
Because I Brent also all our holding. You can see all our holding like return between 4 to 5%.
Right, but that was just for January.
Yes, for January.
And so my question
and
is
the accumulated compound.
My question is, what was the return for 2020?
4.7.
Thank you.
It went up was 5.5. I observed them every month I bring to the statement, but I decided to bring to the last one to show you all that how much is the amount. Yeah, I was wondering if you can contact the person, you know, if you can accept our retirement. I swear, we don't do that much.
I don't know. I don't know if they can or not.
Because they accept most of them entity, like district for fire, district and water district. I didn't know if they accept if we can transfer our retirement fund for them, because we don't do that much when it's void. Yeah, but it's only to put it on the side.
Yeah.
From other hand, if it's okay with the board, if we increase more contribution, if we have a surplus with our income, We last time we got a ceiling 500,000, so if it's okay with the board to increase the contribution for California Class.
We'll consider that in just a moment. Mr. Conklin, any questions?
So are these CDs that it's in or something
else? No, it's like concerned saving account. If I need to withdraw anytime, I send a request to withdraw.
So right now the rates are good, but
yeah,
it can go up and down.
Yeah, like Mr. Olson asked last year was 4.7. right now 5.5, which is very good without any damage or any, you don't have any cost for it.
So that was a fixed rate?
Can you wait just a moment, Mr.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I had.
So yeah. So in your opinion, this is doing much better than our other investments as far as LEAF and as far as the other ones that are available to us,
yes.
This one has been performing the best.
Yeah, CDs don't do that much very good.
Right, and the CDs right now are in the ones,
yeah,
or less?
Ones and between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2%.
And they don't want to take money anymore because they
and we can't do one locally.
Yeah, because
they won't
they
take
said,
it.
They said they need to, especially for any government, every dollar you put it in, they need to have a reserve against it $1, so they don't need our money anymore.
Okay.
Nor do they want it.
Mr. Jerome, you have a question?
Do you say that the 5.5 is a fixed rate?
Right now.
No, it's not a fixed
yes.
rate.
Not a fixed rate. Okay, not a fixed rate. Okay.
This is why Mr. Olson asked how much it was last month.
All right. Any other comments from the public? No? And Mr. Schumann, you'd recommend how much more we transfer into that account?
If we can go to an extra $100,000.
Another $100,000?
Please.
Mr. Olson, any comment about that?
We want to limit it to 100?
Well, we could go more. His suggestion is 100. We could go up to 400 more.
We have a CIP.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that at all.
Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
Yeah, I don't have a problem because he watches it like a hawk, like it's as if so he would take care of it if something's happening, I'm sure.
I wish I could.
And that 100,000 would come out of what fund?
It was a water fund.
Okay, out of the water fund?
Yeah.
And that's just part of our reserve?
Yes.
And so at our reserve, it'd be actually making money?
Yes.
Okay.
And instead of steady in the bank.
Okay.
Hey, President, sorry?
Yes.
Sorry. Because it's listed as a discussion item, we might want to bring this back for action at the next board meeting. Certainly appropriate to discuss. But if it's, unless it's within the GM authority.
Yeah, we did approve already in a previous meeting that it could be up to $500,000.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll probably get that.
Yeah, it's 500,000 CD. Yeah, but I bring.
Yeah, but if it needs to be an action item to.
Direct.
But it's already been approved up to 500,000, so would we need to bring that back as an action item?
I think it's probably, as long as we're within what the board has already approved and we're just giving some advice as how to proceed, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Then we give direction to our CFO to proceed as he sees financially prudent. There's no other comments on this. We'll move on to the next item, which is an action item. This is the lower, I think there's an R missing, lower administration office bids for construction. The board of directors is considering approving the best bid for the construction of the downstairs office. Mr. Olson, any comments?
What were the other bids?
His buddy came actually and gave us 250, and I asked him to reduce the bid a little bit because one of the items was a charge with the electrician, 47,000, which I felt is very aggressive, me and Mr. Kerr. And he said he's going to reduce the bid and back again with a new bid. But I tried to contact him, and Bill was contacting him. He didn't ever return the call and the bid.
So we got the two?
Two, and Mr. Terry Grind apologized, he cannot bid in this small job.
Nope, no more questions.
Mr. Kumble?
So you and Hosni looked at this here, and what do you think about it?
I think that Mr. Hosni in 2 weeks have been here is a fantastic financial dude. And very seldom have I seen a contractor sort of raise his head and go, lower my bid? So Mr. Hosni has done a very good job going after the various contractors. This looks reasonable to me. I think it's within the general guidelines of what the board, as I understand, set as a ceiling. And that was 2 years ago when construction costs weren't as high as they are now. And I'm looking forward, I hope the board will approve it and let us move forward. There are so many things in this district that have been waiting. And this is one of them that we move forward and get Hosni and I back over here united for the team building I want to do. So I think it's a reasonable bid for us to move forward and bring us back together.
I don't have anything else. Okay.
Yeah, I would like to see us do all kinds of things, but I think we're to a point where we need to get something done as efficiently and as cost-effectively as possible. This would basically just be putting it back together with some modifications to the walls and the foundation so that it was sound. And you'd have the same footprint minus just some minor movements to make sure that we had everything back up to and preventing any damage in the future. So some alterations would be made just to make sure that the structure, once it's rebuilt, is up to code, and that we won't have the rot and other problems that we had before. So it's kind of the minimalist approach. Do as little as possible, save as much money as possible, and get back into there with some minor modifications. So I think it's a very good idea. And with that, any public comments? Steve?
What the bids come in at?
It's 260.
I'm sorry?
$216,000.
$216,000.
And Buddy's came in at 250. Buddy Beagle came in at 250. Yes. It was 50.
Did anybody by any chance contact Shane and his group?
I did have a conversation with Mr. Stewart. He was not interested in submitting a bid.
Okay. The reach, it just sounds like a whole bunch of money, and I know it costs a whole bunch of money to upgrade something that we've got. The 216 doesn't really improve the whole property here that much. There's a place on Doubleview for $350,000. It's a two bedroom, one and three quarter bath. Was that ever thought of instead of repairing this thing just to buy another house?
Well, what I think the Mr. Kurt has talked about is we'd like to get everybody in the same building as close as possible so we can do some team building and have people kind of together to
instead
work.
Instead of being apart.
Yeah, instead of being apart.
They were on Doubleview or something.
Now, buying the property on Doubleview, you might talk to Mr. Schumann about that. He would love to have some property up here, but that might be right out, just a little bit out of his budget. And it would be nice to have a piece of property out here for staying overnight, but...
Yeah.
That's a little bit for staying overnight, too much.
It sounds like it's way out of budget, but it's 350 versus 216, and you don't gain all that much by it.
He asked $500,000 to build a new one, if you want.
Yeah, if we were to rip down the whole structure and build new, it would cost close to
$500,000.
Sure.
Yeah.
He said if you
need to fix it, it would advance the water district.
So we're just going to do a remodel.
Yeah.
Any other? Mr. Hunt?
I got to agree with Steve that $250,000 is not very economical. I've talked to contractors that said they could do it for less than $50,000, but they didn't have a California contractor's license. You had an out-of-state contractor's license. But it's basically just basic insulation and sheathing on Hosni's side, because there was hardly any mold on that side. And if you guys put the field office with Joe's office there, so they could have a break room, lunch room, bathroom, and keep it to a bare minimum, it's really just a remodel job, as long as you have an asphalt company divert the water away from that building. And that's only probably $25,000 to do that. And then the GM would be in this office upstairs. So I don't know why you guys are talking $250,000 when you could easily do it for less than $100,000.
Well, if we could get a licensed contractor to give us a bid with all the specifications that we need done to bring that building up to code and fix the foundation, and fix the wall, and fix the mold, and fix the existing problems, we would be happy to accept their bid. But we have not gotten those bids from a licensed contractor. And without a bid from a licensed contractor in our possession, we have to go with what we do have in our possession. And so with that, we have to move forward and get it done as soon as we can, because we are spending money on another office space.
$14,000.
Yeah, and this space has to be redone at some point, and that's the least costly option that we have at this point. Mr. Jerome.
I just wanted to clarify, there was two bids. One was from Buddy Beagle, the other was from Terry Greiner or not?
No. They didn't bid on it.
The other bid...
Garrett Wood.
Garrett. Garrett Wood.
He came through. Good.
Yeah, Garrett Wood.
And Garrett was the one
who's
the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Garrett, by the way, does excellent work.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. We've worked with him before, and he has always done excellent work for us.
Yeah. We just got to pay him on time.
Well, most contractors like to be paid on time, yes.
Well, I can remember when he did a job and it got back to the board.
There were some overruns, and we had to address those overruns. And once those were addressed, when we got to a board meeting where we could approve that, then he was paid as soon as the board was able to approve the overruns.
Yes.
Mr. Hunt.
So I guess my question is the offices down there being done to a bare minimum, or are they drywalled and painted? And Garrett is probably the best contractor up here, and he's worth the money, but what did you guys ask him to do? I mean, is it another office for the GM, or can it just be basic office for the field workers?
We're asking him to put it back together pretty close to the way it was. There might be some minor changes in where walls are, and the foundation has to be totally fixed because the foundation is not suitable for a structure, so we have to make it suitable for a structure. And so he has looked at it, and he has given us a bid that he feels very confident in, that he can do it in a time frame that he can do it. And so, and there's a breakdown that we have.
So my question is, did you ask him for an economical bid, or did you say, do it how it was?
Well, I have to say it's a combination, Dave. We asked him to put it back together, but not the way it was, because we need a new foundation. Not the way it was because it had mold. Not the way it was because we tore a lot of stuff out that has to be put back together. So we asked for the lowest cost bid possible, yes, but he had to bring it up to a certain standard for us to put people back in there.
Yes. Okay. Just remember, it's our money you guys are spending.
Yeah, it's my money too. I'm a member of the district also.
I know. So I wish you guys would be a little more economical with it.
Dave, I think we have received bids and we've chosen the lowest bid.
Have you? I mean, you haven't said which bid you've chosen yet.
Yeah. Well, we've been discussing the lowest bid, which is the one from GWS, and that's the one for 216, and that's the one that we're currently talking about. Okay. There's no further discussion. I'll entertain a motion.
A motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstention? Passes 3-0.
So did he say a time frame, how long it would take?
Normally it's 120 days once he starts, but then we have winter and weather and snow and rain, and those things all come into play. But
he promised 3 months.
Yeah, so it's...
You said 3 months?
Yeah, which is, I think, very optimistic. I would think 120 days would be more realistic.
He's got the personnel.
Yeah, he has the personnel and the equipment, and he knows the location. All right.
I want to send you the board, because I've been 1 year without any... Any folder I needed, I sent to somebody to the container to pick it up for me and bring it over to the room. It's horrible. Thank you.
But you had two bathrooms. Oh, wait a second. Those were outside, down the hallway. Okay, I had to share it with everybody else.
Thank you. Got it.
Yeah. All right, very good. Director's comments. Mr. Olson? Mr. Kunkel?
Nothing.
I've already talked with the manager about this, but starting next month, we're going to start a review of what's known as, I believe, Resolution 714, which has to do with directors and how directors should behave and what their responsibilities are and basically what their job description is and things like that. So we'll start reviewing that like we did the employee manual, one section at a time, and seeing if there's anything that we need to update, upgrade, or improve upon. And that's all I have. With that, unless Mr. Byrne has a comment, I'm going to ask for an adjournment.
No, thank you very much, and welcome, Kirk, as a new GM.
Okay. All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Public comments.
Well, we did, but we'll do it again.
Does Mitch get on the board next month?
March.
Next month.
That's March. It's next
yes.
meeting.
Yes.
We should swear him in. Not swear at him. Not at the first meeting, at least.
Go ahead.
Darn you! I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right, we're in adjournment until our next meeting in March 20th at 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Aye, gentlemen.
So, sometime around 5 o'clock, Husband gave me this. We don't know if some lady dropped this off. I don't know who, as they might. There's three of them addressed to you three, but not you, so we're assuming she made some contact with you, but we don't know what's in them.
We're going to find out.
So, are all of our board meetings 35 minutes?
No, they are not. This was fantastic. It was great.
There's nothing on
gender. Well, I guess we won't try and change it.
It's nothing like our 3-hour meetings.
Hey.
Thank you.
So, Steve, anyway, I decided that I was tired of using the Order Band launcher for my glider, right? So this is a glider, A-10 Warthog, so it has two engine nacelles in the back. Instead of doing that, let me just glue on a couple of C-size motors on there, okay? And, reasonably good electricity and stuff, so I ran equal distant wires, okay, for the igniter, and I doubled them, everything else, and still, no matter what I did, my first launch there, one ignited first, and so it went climbing up there, and a sharp right-hand turn, the second one ignited there, and just impacted right there on the ground. So, my second build,